This is Weekend Outlook, your chance to find out what's happening this weekend here in the Ozarks. I'm Michelle Skaliski, and today I'm talking with Brian Grubbs. He's the manager of local history and genealogy for the Springfield Greene County Library District, and they're holding a special exhibit starting tomorrow. The National Traveling Exhibit, Changing America, the Emancipation Proclamation, 1863 and the March on Washington, 1963, opens this weekend at the Library Center. Brian, what is this exhibit going to feature?
The exhibit looks at these two monumental events in American history and the Civil Rights Movement, and also just the changing and the end of slavery after the Civil War. So we talk about what slavery was like during the Civil War and how it ended in 1863 with the Emancipation Proclamation, and then how that reshaped what America was like shortly after the Civil War, and then all the way through 100 years later to the March on Washington on 1963. So there are a lot of photographs of artifacts that relate to those two events, and also historic photographs.
Who is sponsoring this exhibit with the Library District?
This exhibit is brought to Springfield as part of a partnership with the Greater Race and Faith Collaborative and the NAACP and several others here in town. It is a traveling exhibit for the American Library Association, the National Endowment of the Humanities, and it is it's a traveling exhibit that is based off of a physical exhibit at the Smithsonian Institute.
The Library District is hosting a six-week series of lectures, documentaries, and book discussions across Springfield in conjunction with the exhibit. One event features two women who were involved in the landmark case, Brown versus Board of Education. Tell me a little bit more about that event, and then maybe tell us a little bit about some of the other events that are taking place.
Cheryl and Linda Brown will be here on July 31st at 7 p.m. at Central High School's auditorium. Is a free event to the public. Their father, Oliver Brown, was one of the head in this landmark case, Brown v. Board of Education, which the ruling was in 1954, so it's the 60th anniversary of that ruling. The Brown family actually moved to Springfield for a little bit, and Linda graduated from Central High School in 1961.
Tell me about some of the other events that you're going to be featuring during the exhibit.
We have scholars from Drury University and Missouri State University coming in on July 15th. We have Dr. Hornsby Gutting from Missouri State University. And then on the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Library Center, we have Richard Schur coming. And Richard is a professor at Drury University. And then on August 18th, we have Greg Renoff coming. And Greg is also from Drury University. And those events are at 7 p.m. at the Library Center.
What do you hope will come out of this exhibit?
What we're really trying to do is look at these national events and national movements and then tie them back to the local and how these major changes in America, hence the exhibit title and our program series title, really impacted us on the local level, and get people thinking about this is the anniversary, the 60th anniversary of Brown v. Board, and how things, again, just changed.
Now, you're holding a big opening ceremony tomorrow from 1 to 3. What is that going to include?
We have Wes Pratt from Missouri State University come, and he's going to be our featured speaker. We also have some individuals from the Greater Race and Faith Collaborative that are going to be talking. And we're very excited to have Geezer here and do a performance. The event starts at 1, like you said, and Geezer is going to be doing protest music throughout the ages that inspired these changes.
All right. When does the exhibit go till?
It'll be here through August 22nd.
Okay. How can someone find a list of events associated with the exhibit?
You can go to any of the library branches and look at our bookends magazines. We also have trifold flyers available through the branches, or you can go online at thelibrary.org and you can find a whole list of all the series and events that we have scheduled.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Yoga on the Square is today at 12:10 at Park Central Square. Mats will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Participants in the Queen City Rock Camp will present a concert to show what they learned tonight at 7 at Randy Bacon Studio, 600 West College. Admission is $5. The Movies at Founders Park series starts this weekend. See the movie Space Jam tonight and 16 Candles tomorrow night at dusk. Admission is free with tickets available at Chesterfield, Dan Kinney, and Doling Family Centers, MediaCom Ice Park, and the Bush Municipal Building. Take blankets and lawn chairs. The West Plains Public Library's summer reading program for adults continues tonight at 7 with a walking tour focusing on paranormal investigations of buildings in the downtown area. Meet in front of the Movie Time Cafe for the free program. The program Fizz Boom Read About Ice is this morning from 10 to noon at MediaCom Ice Park. Learn the science behind ice and then spend some time skating. Kids in 6th through 12th grades are invited to hang out at the Library Center at 3 this afternoon for Chill Fridays. See the movie Frozen at 3:30 this afternoon at the Fairgrove Branch Library. Science Explorers Capture the Castle for kids in grades K through 5 is today at 4 at the Library Center. Learn about physics while defending your castle with handmade catapults and fortresses. Registration is required. Kids in grades 6 through 12 will learn to tie-dye during Teen Friday Night tonight at 6 at the Library Station. Dickerson Park Zoo will host Viva La Fiesta tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event includes live mariachi music from Springfield's sister city, Tlaquepaque, Mexico at 10, a chips and queso sampling station from 11 to 1, and more. The Friends of the Garden and Sister Cities Association will host the annual Butterfly Festival this year, combined with the Sister Cities Fiesta, tomorrow at Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park. The event will feature the mariachi band that will be at the zoo earlier at 1 o'clock near the Butterfly House. The house will open at 9 a.m., and there will be games, crafts, story times, a caterpillar petting zoo, workshops, and the pollinator parade and butterfly caterpillar costume contest. Stormy Weather and Carter and Connolly will perform in the morning. George Washington Carver National Monument in Diamond, Missouri will host the 71st Carver Day celebration tomorrow from 10 to 3. Admission is free. The event will include guest speakers, a theatrical performance, live music, storytelling, exhibitors, guided tours, children's activities, and more. The Watershed Committee of the Ozarks will hold its 30th anniversary celebration tomorrow night from 5:30 to 8 at the Springfield Art Museum with local beer, wine, food and appetizers, a silent auction, and a video premiere. Tickets are $40. The program Graphic Novels for Grownups is tomorrow at 1:30 at the Brentwood Branch Library. The featured book will be The Influencing Machine, Brooke Gladstone on the Media. Tomorrow is Super Science Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Library Center for grades K through 5. Explore science through crafts and activities. The Fairgrove Branch Library will host Messy Science in the Park tomorrow from 2 to 5 for grades 4 through 12. Several hands-on experiments will be set up throughout the afternoon. You need to register. See the movie The Asphalt Jungle during the Classic Noir Film Fest tomorrow afternoon at 2 at the Midtown Carnegie Branch Library. Adults are invited to the program Frame Your Family History with Genealogy tomorrow at 2 at the Republic Branch Library. Learn to trace your family history using the library's genealogy resources. C Street Market is open tomorrow from 8 to 1. So is the Farmers Market of the Ozarks and the Greater Ozarks Farmers Market. The Sunday Concert Series at the Library Center continues Sunday at 2 with the Springfield-based acoustic music group Acoustic Assays. To find out more about any of those events or to find out what else is happening in the Ozarks, go to ksmu.org. Click on Weekend Outlook and on Community Calendar. Randy Stewart will bring you arts news at 10 this morning. I'm Michelle Skaliski. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend.